like the heretics of Irkut, each one was ruthlessly stabbing his spiritual direct.
Why? It's interesting to know why. But all of them are like this. Because when you're not arrived there, means you're selfish, means your ego is there, and it turns around everything. Yes?
Everyone who plunged a dagger into the shank was reversely making a gash in his own body. There was no mark on the body of that possessor of the mystic sciences, while those disciples were wounded and drowned in blood. Whoever aimed a blow at his throat saw his own throat cut and died miserably. And whoever inflicted a blow on his breast was riven, and he became dead forever. And he that was acquainted with that emperor of high fortune, his heart did not consent to strike a heavy blow. Half knowledge tied his hand. He saved his life and only wounded himself. Day broke, and the disciples were thin. Walls of lamentations arose from their house. Thousands of men and women came to him, saying, "O you in whose single shirt the two worlds are contained, if this body of yours were a human body, it would have been destroyed like a human body by the daggers." A self-existent one encountered a selfless one in combat. The self-existent one drove a thorn into his own eye.
Translation. Honest. Mm-hmm. And it's so beautiful and so tender in Persian. It goes like this. Because in Persian we created a word. Remember, khud means self, right? Bahud means to behave. This is something that was there, but they make something opposite of it. Bichudi. Bahud, bichud. Reasonable, unreasonable, out of reason, and all of that. Here, he's playing with that game in something like backgammon, that you throw the daces and you compare them to him. It's a little bit more complicated than that. Here, there is a, yeah, this is how it is that they fool around with this, kicking the subject around to put something in their eyes, to distort this vision which is disturbing them. Yes.
O you who stab the selfless one with the sword, you are stabbing your own body with it. So beware.
Yeah. This is the point, that when you are arguing with someone, when it comes to this knowledge, when you are arguing with someone, you should remember that you're trying to learn something. If not, you want to fight with that fellow, what's the use? At the end, both are losers. Yes.
For the selfless one has passed away and is safe. He is dwelling in safety forever. His form has passed away and he has become a mirror. Nothing is there but the form of the face of another.
Are you listening? This is one of those tricky stuffs, because this is one of the exceptions that the book turns around like that, because he's pointing at something. First of all, we'll say these people I'm talking about, these people who are growing up, their picture will be invisible and will vanish, because they become the mirror. Do you remember we talked about the mirror? The mirror is the only thing that it doesn't show itself. It's not show off stuff. These people, they have no show off. They don't need it, because there, except that picture, there is nothing else over there. Yes?
If you spit, you spit at your own face. And if you strike at the mirror, you strike at yourself.
This is the point, that whatever you do, you're doing to yourself. Because that guy is answering your question and we go home. What about you? What are you doing? Here you say, you want to know who he is? Let's see. Yes.
If you see an ugly face, it's you. If you see Jesus and Mary, it's you.
Means that when you're talking with your peer and he's explaining something to you, he's showing you to you. There is nothing there out of him. It's just projecting you. This is what the meaning of the mirror is. Who is that guy? Who is that guy? Is the fellow who is showing off something, or is a fellow who is hiding something? This is the trick. See, he is neither this or either that. He is simple. He just brought a picture to you. He's explaining something to you. This is the secret. What else could I say? Yes.
He is neither this nor that. He is simple. He has placed your image before you. When the discourse reached this point, it closed its lips. When the pen reached this point, it broke to pieces. Close thy lips, though eloquence is at thy command. Do not breathe a word, and God best knoweth the right way.
This is what he was wanted to talk. Everything was prepared for this, to say, okay, up to one point I could explain it to you, that this old fellow will do this, and he's patient, not for himself. For you he's patient, and he will show off this. Himself, no one knows really exactly what he is, because he is beyond all these limitations. Yes, something is coming out here, and somehow my speech is going to be great, but I have to zip it, because the guidance comes from there. Wallahu alam bil rishad. The guidance is coming from there. Yes?
Oh, you who are drunken with the wine, you are on the edge of the roof. Sit down or descend, and peace be with you. Every moment when you enjoy, deem that delightful moment to be the edge of the roof. Be trembling for the fear of losing that delightful moment. Conceal it like a treasure. Do not divulge it. Lest calamity suddenly befall your plighted love. Take heed. Go very fearfully into that place of ambush. The spirit's fear of loss at the moment of enjoyment is departure from the hidden roof edge.
You see, suddenly, at the end of it, a note, little note that, listen, all of this I'm talking about is a non-subject, right? So you're happy with it, please sit down, because you may fall down. You don't know where you are. You cannot keep your balance, really. Remember, you're at the edge of that step, that stage. Remember all that, because whenever you're tested for that step. You should be ready to be tested, to be honest, not to argue with your old fellow. Listen and understand, yes?
If you do not see the mysterious roof edge, the spirit is seeing, for it is shuddering. Every sudden chastisement has come to pass. That has come to pass has taken place on the edge of the torrent of enjoyment. Indeed, there is no fall except on the edge of the roof. Take warning from the faith of the people of Noah and the people of Lot.
Okay, those groups, you understand them. The first are the group that want to rape an angel, the second one, okay. We know that he's pointing at something else. But what was it? All of it. All of it too. Don't you point that? Remember, you are always at the edge of your roof. That's the important stuff that you should understand. You should understand where you should really be careful. Where you're not standing there, somebody else is leading you there. So you should notice this. Be aware of it. That's it. How was it? It goes, it gets better and better. Each time we go a little bit deeper, so we understand less. And that's a good part of it. در حضور مصطفی قند خو چون زهد بردن عرب از گفتگو آن شهر و نجم سلطان عباس لب گزیدن سردم را گفت بس دست می زد بهرمنش بر دهان چند گویی پیش دانای نهان پیش بینا برده ای سرگین خشک که بخر این را به جای ناف مشک بر راهی گنده مغز گنده مغزی رو بینی بنهی و گویی که اوخ اوخ اوخی برداشتی ای گیج گاج تا که کالای بدت یابد رواج تا فریبی آن مشام پاک را آن چرید گلشن افلاک را حلم او خود را اگرچه گل ساخت خویشتن را اندکی باید شناخت دیگ را گر باز ماندم شب دهن گربه را هم شرم باید داشتن خیشتن گر خفته کردن خوب فر سخت بیدار است دستارش مبر چند گوی ای لجوج بی صفا این فزون دیو پیش مصطفی صد هزاران حلم دارند این گروه هر یکی حلمی از آنها صد چو پور حلمشان بیدار را ابله کند زیرک صد چشم را گمره علمشان همچون شعاب خوب نغز 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 اگه بر رفت بارای مغز مغز را بینزن شعاب پرشگفت همچون فرزین مست کج رفتن گرفت مرد برنازن شعاب زودگی در میان راه می افتد چون پیر خاصه این باده که از خم بلیست نمهی که مسیح او یک شلیست آنکان اصحاب کهف از نقل و نقل 309 سال گم کردند زن زنان مصر جانی خوردند دستها را شرح شرح کردند ساحران هم سکر موسا داشتند دار را دلدار می انگاشتند جعفر طیار زن میمست بود زن گرو می کرد بی خود پا بودن با مریدان آن فقیر محتشم با یزید آمد که نک یزدان من گفت مستانه ایان آن زلفنون لا اله الا انا ها فعبدون چون گذشتن حال گفتم داشت سباه تو چنین گفتی و این نبود سلا گفت این بار ار کنم من مشغله کارها بر من زنید آن در محله حق منزه از تن و من با تنم چون چنین گویم بباید کشتنم چون وصیت کرد آن آزاد مرد هر مرید این کاری آماده کرد مست گشت و باز از آن سغراق زفت آن وصیت هاش از خاطر برفت نقل آمد عقل او آواره شد صبح آمد شمع او بیچاره شد عقل چون شحنه است چون سلطان رسید شحنه بیچاره در کنجی خزید عقل سایه حق بود حق آفتاب سایه را با آفتاب و چتاب چون پری غالب شود بر آدمی گم شود از مرد وصف مردمی هرچی گوید آن پری گفته بود زین سری زن آن سری گفته بود چون پری را این دم و قانون بود کردگار آن پری خود چون بود او یه او رفته پری خود او شده ترک بی الهام تازیگو شده چون به خود آید نداند یک لغت چون پری را هست این ذات و صفت پس خداوند پری و آدمی از پری کی باید آخر کمی شیرگیر خون نر شیر خورد تو بگویی اون نکردن باده کرد و سخن پرداز از ذر کهن تو 토베구이 바득